Welcome to another episode of Beyond Sunday. Our second guest of the season is Bengals tight end Mike Gesicki's wife, Hallie Gesicki. Hallie, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited because I have been following you on Instagram since Mike signed with the Bengals. So it's like, in a way, I feel like I know a lot about you, but I can't wait to like dig in and learn everything about you.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited.
So I started with Rachel Karras by asking how she met Ted. So I like to start the episodes by asking how you met your significant other. So in this case, how did you meet Mike?
Yeah, so we met at college. We both went to Penn State. He had roomed with someone who was from my town. So they both played Penn State football. And so we met like the first week at school on campus. I knew who he was already. He did not know who I was. So had to kind of play it cool a little bit. Then we started dating the second year, but it's exciting to, you know, I don't know, start that.
So where are you both from?
We're both from New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm from like Central Jersey. He's from South Jersey. So it's about like an hour away from each other. Now we live kind of in the middle. So it's really nice. We're like right between family and friends.
Oh, that's great.
It's a really good, location for us.
How was the process of going from first meeting to then dating and your journey together at Penn State? Like, that's so cool that those core memories of both of your life, they say like college is the best 4 years of your life. You guys met your significant other. It's must have been so much fun.
It's so fun. I feel like very grateful that we've been able to grow and do so many phases of life together. That felt like the most important phase at the time. But now being almost 30, I've known him for like 12 years now and have been able to see so many of his dreams come true, so many different phases of him happen, a lot of maturity happen for the both of us. So it's been awesome. We have like buckets of friends and all these different phases of life that we've been able to kind of experience together. So it's been really fun.
That's amazing. So you dated while he was at Penn State. Tell me about the game days at Penn State when you were a significant other of the tight end on the football team, because I've been to Happy Valley.
Yes.
It's unlike anything you've ever seen. But for you, what was that like?
Yeah. So it's funny. I learned a lot about football since then. I didn't really care as much about it or know as much about it. So for him, he was probably so confused about how much I knew about football and my little kind of knowledge about it. But they have really fun game day tailgates, and I would kind of try to balance like going out in Greek life, doing the tailgates there, but then being able to be at the stadium like 3 hours early when they would come off the bus, kind of meet up with his family, have my friends try to find me in a stadium that had like 100,000 people. I had my roommate, Alyssa, was like awesome. She would always leave with me early and just go to see the buses when they would come off and just like watch the whole thing. But we would kind of leave that party early and get to the stadium. It was so fun.
What would you say was your favorite Penn State memory when you both were there?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. I don't even know. Mike would know his exact like stats, the score of the game, the weekend, whatever it was. But they had won one game. Everyone rushed the field, and you couldn't really do that. Like, you weren't able to just go on the field, but everyone was able to kind of like jump on the field after they won. And we met up in the tunnel, and that was like really, really fun.
That's
was
so cool.
A core memory for sure. But honestly, we went through like every year kind of being together, so it was just like a fun progression. I don't know if I have like one specific one that stands out, but I just loved like his friends and our friends all being so close, and it was so fun, like being able to, during the season, have that be what we were focused on. Then in the spring, when they were finally able to like come out with us and do things together, that would be like a really fun time.
So you mentioned Greek life. You went to Penn State. What was your major and what was your Greek life experience like?
Yeah. So I majored in communications. So did Mike. So we were in a bunch of classes together, which was awesome. So we both were looking into advertising. So a bunch of classes with him, a bunch of our friends too, kind of all majored in the same thing. So it was great. I have six older sisters, actually five older sisters, one younger. We all went to Penn State.
And you're all girls?
All girls.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So I like knew I was going there. I didn't know for sure if I wanted to do Greek life. I just knew I wanted to make new friends and try to find like a group of people there. I actually, my roommate who I had mentioned, she was from my town. And a couple of our other friends kind of now are like my core group that were in my sorority, but it was fun. We were just able to experience it all together. The football team obviously wasn't in Greek life, but it would be fun when they would come out also and kind of intertwine with the same group too. So it was just a lot of people like mingling and being friends from it.
I haven't met someone who's gone to Penn State and said nothing but like awesome things about that school.
Yeah. My older sister is like 12 years older than me. And so from like the time I was 8 years old, seeing her go there, I was like, so cool.
Did you go, were any of your sisters there when you were there?
Yeah. Oh, so I have twin older sisters. So amazing. The three of us were on campus at the same time and it was like the best.
That's
it was
awesome. So talk to me about draft night. Mike, he was a highly touted draft prospect. Yeah. Where were you guys on draft night? And then let's get into how your life changed after he got drafted.
Yeah, so he got drafted the second day. So the first day, we were kind of like eagerly watching, not sure what was going to happen. We were at his parents' house. They had his family there. He kind of kept it small. So my parents were there the second day. My sisters came, or two of my sisters came, but you don't know when you're going to go, and you kind of anticipate a little bit around when it's going to be. So we were hopeful that second day that he would get picked. In the morning, we had gone to, he lives by the beach. His family's from the beach. So we'd gone to the lighthouse just trying to like waste time. You're just kind of sitting on so many nerves and you have no idea. Your whole family's from New Jersey. You went to college like 4 hours away. So having no idea where you're going to end up is crazy. Right. I remember also just being like so nervous because I knew I wasn't going to move with him. I was going to finish out Penn State within a couple of months from there and then get a job in New York. So I knew if it wasn't going to be one of those local teams, we'd be doing long distance. Mm-hmm. So a lot of just feelings and emotions going on. But when he did get the call, we were kind of all sitting around. He had this like one chair. The rest of us were sitting on the couch. Me and his mom were kind of like gathered around him. And I saw the area code come up. So I knew it was going to be Miami. And it was just so exciting. He was so emotional. Cool. It was like everyone was watching his dreams, the work that his family had done too in supporting him, just like the dreams come true. It was incredible. So then after that, he kind of had more friends and family show up to his parents' house, had some champagne that he opened on the deck, and we were so excited. It was awesome.
Was that – so now you watch the draft and you see all the cameras, and it feels like they must send a camera to 75. It's no longer just like the first 10 picks.
Right.
Did they show him on TV, or was that not a thing then?
I don't know if maybe he – it was potentially offered to him, but he just didn't want to. I think the whole thing would have just like added more nerves too, especially not knowing when it would be. So it was kind of nice. His parents had like their video camera set up like by the TV. So they have a video of it. But I think that would like add so much extra anxiety. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've always wondered that because now it's just like every person that gets drafted on the first night, it feels like we can see in their draft room if they don't go.
Yeah.
So Mike gets drafted to the Dolphins, and you just said that you finished school and moved to New York. So tell me about your post-college career. What was your first job? What were you doing in New York?
Yeah, so I was still actually living with my parents in New Jersey. So I was commuting back and forth to New York, which was like about an hour. But I worked at NBC doing marketing for the Today Show. So they have like a commerce site, the Shop Today site. I absolutely loved it. I was working with the audience development team to do basically their like paid media. So any social media ads through like Facebook, Instagram, any social platforms. I was helping them manage that. Newsletters we were pushing out across NBC News site and across the Shop Today site. And then some like SEO optimization. So making sure that their articles were ranking when people would search for whatever it was. So I was able to do that in office for a couple of years and then transitioned to being remote. But that was my first role.
So did you work in like Studio 1A? I'm big Today Show fan. Watch it every morning.
It was so cool. So we weren't. We were basically in like the floors above it, but it was so cool. I mean, you would. Yeah. I remember we went.
See people? Do you look at the window and see people lined up to hoping that they can do the wave?
They have a Christmas party, and I saw Hoda there, and I thought she was a cutout. Love her. Couldn't believe it. And she moved, and I was like, "That's Hoda! Like, why is no one reacting?"
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! I think everyone's just trying to like keep it cool,
right?
But it was awesome. They had like a big cafeteria that the people that were on the Today Show would sometimes come to. If you were like lucky to get lunch at the same time, that would be awesome.
But. So you were working in New York, but how did it did? You mean you were working full time, so it's like you couldn't just take off every Friday. So how did that work with going to see Mike's games? Like, how many games could you get to? What was that like?
It was crazy. So I would probably go to like one game a month. But you only get so many vacation days. And in the beginning, I started in a contract position at my job. So after a year, then they hired me to like, I don't know, not be in the contract position. But so you only get so many vacation days. At the time, I didn't get paid time off. So I was like, I'm not taking off like a day. Or if I was, you can only do so many. So I would take if I took a Friday, I would take the Friday, but I would usually take a Friday night flight from like LaGuardia, get in for Friday night, be there for Saturday, but they sleep in a hotel on Saturday. So you're getting limited time, and then Sunday is the game. So you're not really seeing them, but you're able to watch. And then Monday morning, I would be on like a 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. flight and be back in the office like with my suitcase that day. So it was crazy. It was a lot of not seeing each other for basically the whole season. And then in the off season, we would spend time in New Jersey. So that was nice. But it was something I was just not willing to compromise in the beginning.
That's
He like was excited for being there, kind of wanted me to go down there. But I was like, I worked so hard to kind of have this position. And I was so grateful to be working in New York. And like the experience I was able to have in that office was amazing. So it was great.
One of my regrets is I feel like everybody says in your 20s, like you should live in New York, like you should just do it for a year. And I never got to, but was that just amazing to live in New York?
So it was, I never lived there. That's actually one of my regrets too. Cause I was always commuting. And then by the time I was ready, finally like saved up and was ready to go get the apartment, COVID happened. So many of my friends were like moving back. And then, in the office, you were kind of, everyone was remote for a little while. Then me and Mike got engaged. So I was like, now I can't move there.
Yeah.
But my little sister's there, and I like think it is so cool. That's awesome. So proud of her that she's able to do all of that. But it was just like the funnest time. I mean, there's just so much at your fingertips to do. And like all of my friends were there. So many of my weekends would be just revolving around being out with them or like trying this new restaurant or going to a play or something.
So did you have to like subway in or what was, I mean, that's
crazy.
That is so impressive that you, you know, you did that commute and you did the treks to Miami. Like that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I took the New Jersey Transit bus. It is exactly what you think it is. It was at the end of like my street. So I would walk to the end of my street, which was like half a mile, get on the bus. That was like an hour, a little over an hour. If you got the express bus, that was awesome because you didn't have to do all the stops. So I would always hope to get the express bus. Sometimes I'd commute with my dad, which was fun. And then from there, you would end in Port Authority, and it would be like half a mile-ish of a walk there or subway. So it was a hike to like get to and from every day, and it was every day in the office. So I remember like I would do the math, and it was like 20 hours a week that I was spending on the bus. So it was a lot. I would try to be productive on the bus. I would either like read something, watch something, or nap, whatever it was, to try to feel like I was using that time like productively. So
I knew from conversations with Mike in the locker room about like you working, but that's one of the main reasons why I wanted you to come on the podcast, because hearing all of that, like that's so impressive that you did that and you were still there for at the time your boyfriend and then your fiance and now husband, like you still didn't miss his moments, but you were able to make it all work. Like that's so impressive and so inspirational to probably a lot of women in the same situation as you, where it's like, you know, your career is really important to you and you've worked really hard to get it, but there's also a part of you that wants to be, you know, the supportive girlfriend, wife at all the games. So would you say that you went to most of the home and away games, or did you not do away games?
Yeah, so I would say once I was able to be remote, my job completely changed. I loved being in person, and I'm so happy I had that experience. But once I was able to work remotely, I went to all of the home games and then kind of really embraced the craziness of having that flexibility a little bit with work and then being able to be as involved as I could. I knew eventually one day we would have like a family that might make it a little bit harder to get to the games or whatever it is. I like really, really like to live in the now. I'm pretty type A, so doing that is hard.
Yeah.
But I loved going to the away games, like making friends with girls on the team or organizing with friends and family on, okay, they're playing at this stadium. Which ones do you guys want to go to? Trying to do like an annual girls trip and make it really fun. I absolutely loved that. Last year, I was itching a bit because we had our son in October. So I missed so many of the games. So this year, I'm like, I have it lined up. I'm so excited. Opponents we have. I can't wait to get back in.
That's so great. So for the listeners that don't know Mike's story, he was drafted by the Dolphins, and then he got signed by the New England Patriots, but I believe it was only a one-year deal, right?
Yeah.
So another reason of why I wanted to interview you is because in addition to all of that craziness that you navigated so seamlessly, I can't imagine as the significant other – I mean, we ask the players all the time, like, what's that like? But for you as Mike's fiance to – have to move. I mean, granted, you weren't living full time in Florida with him, but you had to uproot and move somewhere, and you don't know if you're going to be there 6 months, 2 years. You know, I mean, it was a 1 year deal to have to like essentially have one foot in a city with one foot out. Like, how hard was that for you?
It's tough. It's there's just so much unknown. And I always say, like, control what you can control. And in this world, there's so much that you can't control. So that's why I find it really helpful, the things that I can have control over, to like keep those organized and be responsible with those, but everything else to just kind of let it work out how it is and just trust that it'll be how it's supposed to. It was a lot of moving. If you ask Mike, he would like so downplay it, but it was crazy. We got married in March of 2022, and we were on our honeymoon when he got franchise tagged with the Dolphins. It was literally like 3 a.m. He's getting a call, and we didn't know when we were getting married, where he was gonna be. So it was just, it's literally from like day one just been kind of chaos. But yeah, I don't know. It's all been great, and we've been like really lucky with where it's ended up. And I just, like, I love watching him do what he loves and like be able to live out this dream. Right. So no matter what, I'm like so supportive of it. And I have, again, like really embraced that craziness. But it's a lot.
That's so cool that it was almost like a mentality thing where it's like you can either stress out about the, you know, maybe annoyance of the moving and the stuff, or just realize like it's a chapter of your life that goes by quick. You know what I mean? Like, we're just talking, I mean, Mike's now one of the older players on the Bengals roster, and it's like, when did that happen? One of my favorite stories last year was when Mike talked about when Joe Burrow went on First Take at Super Bowl week, and the reporters in Cincinnati asked him, because he got lumped in with Joe was on First Take, and they were asking him about like all of the upcoming contracts the Bengals had to come. And Joe said, you know, it's going to be a big offseason for the Bengals, you know, Jamar T and Mike Kosicki all like, you know, wanting them back with new deals, like at Trey, like it's going to be a big offseason for us. And he told us the story that he was sitting watching TV with you, and he was like, wait, Hallie, like, did he just say me? Like, I just think that like encapsulates like Mike's, I don't, you know, obviously I only know him from interviewing him, but like what a cool just mentality where it's like, he's not entitled and thinks that he just like, he thought it was so special that Joe shouted him out. Like, I just thought that was a really cool story. So can you tell me about that moment?
Yeah, absolutely. That was hilarious. And he is so modest and like humble with all of this, because sometimes I feel like I need to remind him like how crazy it is that this is his 9th year and just like all of the success that he's had. I think it really just roots back to him just like always wanting more and always wanting to get better and better. So he like is never fully satisfied with where he's at because he just has such crazy aspirations for himself. But that was a very funny moment. He's like not expecting his name to come up and then all of a sudden it does. And he's like, wait, me?
That's so cool.
It was awesome. And it was, I mean, so exciting for him to come back here. It was like the only thing on his mind.
Well, and it seems like Joe was kind of his agent because a couple weeks later, they signed him and you guys got you came to Cincinnati. So mm-hmm. Mike and Holly came to Cincinnati on another 1 year deal.
Yeah.
And it was very much like a prove it. Cause up until then, the Bengals had like 3 years in a row where they signed a tight end just for 1 year.
Right, right.
And you guys got a 3 year deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how, tell me about the moment where you guys go in mm-hmm. and sign the contract and know you are going to be in the same place for 3 years, in addition to like Mike's catching passes from one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best in the NFL. Like how was that moment like for you two?
It was incredible. I've been so proud of like all of the contracts mm-hmm. he's had, all the phases he's had. He almost like wouldn't celebrate when he would sign that 1 year contract or whatever mm-hmm. it was. He was really, really looking for that longer 3 year contract. So when he got that, I mean, we were like running around the kitchen crying. Like we were just so excited. I felt like he can finally like feel proud and feel like we can like put our feet somewhere. And we got a condo here. We've been renting everywhere that we've been, even in Miami. We've like finally felt like we could just not have to like pack up a couch again mm-hmm. and just be in one spot. But I didn't even care about the moving around. I was just so happy that he like could finally feel like you did it. Like this is what you've been working so hard for. And you finally, everything you have before you should be proud of, but like now you really can feel like so confident and secure in where you are.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the most recent chapter mm-hmm. for you, and that's motherhood.
Yeah.
So tell me about, your son's name is Cooper, right?
Yes. Yeah.
When was he born, and what has the process for you been like? Game days with a baby, like what has that been like for you?
Yeah, so, oh my gosh, we found out we were pregnant on Super Bowl Sunday. So that, I think, is just hilarious in
itself. The same week when Joe said the thing about...
Yes,
what a week for you guys.
It was crazy. So we were kind of doing the math. When we found out we were pregnant, we were like, October? Like, we're having an in-season baby? What the heck? So we are from New Jersey, and we didn't know where we were going to be living. So my doctor was in New Jersey. We didn't move to Cincinnati. Well, we were here the previous year, but with his contract ending, we came back in the offseason to New Jersey. So anyway, I didn't have my doctor here until I was like 34 weeks. So I spent my entire time being pregnant in New Jersey, then asked a bunch of girls on the team what doctor they used, where I should go. And it was a crazy experience. It was the best thing. Honestly, everyone always says, like, you don't know it till you go through it. And it's so true. I, like, you always hear, like, your heart grows and you're amazed of what you're capable of. And it's so true. I don't know. It's been the best thing. Watching Mike as a dad has been the best thing. I like can't believe how much I could possibly love this little human being, but it's just, you feel like your heart is like living outside of your body. And I don't know. I always think of if we have another one or when we have another one, like how am I going to be able to give so many pieces of my heart away? But it's been incredible. So
are you still working? How did your career, where did we land with that?
So I stopped working when I got pregnant.
Okay.
So I was in a contract position. I had switched roles and got a job in Cincinnati at a place called Snow Commerce. They doing marketing for them too. They kind of sell brand merchandise for a bunch of media companies. So I was working with them in Cincinnati in their office, which was great to kind of have that in-person element again and feel like I had a little bit of a different routine than that like remote, the remote that I had before. But so I stopped I think like last March, and then have now just been full-time momming it right now.
That's
I have the itch to figure out what it'll be like later on, but right now
you're just enjoying the moment.
Enjoying this moment. So
that's amazing. What's your game day like now with a baby? What, are you a tailgater before? Tell me about your game day.
So it's going to be so different. Last year, I like didn't go to any of the games once I had him. Right. Actually, I went to one of the games and I left him home. He was just like too new to be bringing him. Mm-hmm. I love a good tailgate before the games. I like love the whole weekend just like getting excited and amped up for it. So I can't wait to bring him. He's a little bit bigger this year. Obviously, he's 7 months now. So by the time the season comes, he'll be a solid baby that can handle being in the stadium. So we'll definitely go to all of the home games. I'm excited about some of the away games that we have planned. We always have like family and friends that come in and visit for them. So it's just, I can't wait. I feel like this season is just going to be
I can't wait to see all your fits. I follow, you know, I think there was one game you guys all did like a TikTok guys were all wearing like matching outfits.
Yes, those were so cool. I had a matching one for Cooper too.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
So I love the game day stuff.
So you've lived in, well, not lived permanently, but you've spent significant time in Miami, Boston, now Cincinnati. What are some of the things you like about Cincinnati?
So I love that the stadium is in the city. We've never had that.
Right, because Foxborough and then Florida. Yeah.
So I like forever always envied the cities that had that and thought it would be so cool for Mike to play for a team that had that. So that's really like my favorite thing. The fans are just so intertwined. It's just like the heart of the city. I feel like it's what Cincinnati is known for is their sport. So that's just been so fun for me. I mean, I love the weekends with game day, the like atmosphere. And I feel like when it's not game day, you're just like waiting for it to be game day. So that's been really fun for us.
I think that too, because sometimes when you're driving in from the airport and you see the view of the city and you see the two stadiums, I think you're right. Like it just kind of like adds something special to
it. Oh yeah, so cool.
When they're like 45 minutes away in the suburbs.
For sure. I feel like it ends up making it like there's so many other things that the city can be like focused on, which is also great. But here I feel like it's just, I don't know, the fan base is just amazing because of it. It really is like the heart of everything.
What has been your favorite memory since Mike's been with the Bengals?
That's a really good question. Trying to think. Honestly, it probably is just when he got signed again.
Extension.
It was just like he loves it here so much. He is obsessed with the coaches, the staff, his teammates, and that just like speaks for itself. He comes home so happy every day.
Awesome.
He's so excited to go in every day. So you could plop me anywhere in the world and just like seeing him be able to do that is great. So he wanted so badly to be back here. So just like him being able to get that was the best. We got our spot that's in Kentucky now, which is like 10 minutes from here. It's weird that Kentucky, but it sounds farther than it is. But yeah, so we've just being able to kind of like feel like we have some roots here a little bit, and just that he is able to be in a spot that he really, really loves has been the best.
That's so cool. So before you go, I just realized I have to ask you because I ran up to Mike when there was an open locker room session and we could be in there, and it was right after the tight end U. And so for listeners who don't know what tight end U is, Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, and George Kittle organized like this weekend in Nashville where all the tight ends come. And I think it originally started as like they caught some passes and it was just like a teaching weekend, but also fun. And then it's blossomed into like this whole thing where there's like sponsors and all this stuff. But last year with Travis Kelce's new fiance, Taylor Swift was there. Did you get to meet her and what was that like?
Yeah, so I last minute didn't go. I was heartbroken about it. Mike has gone most of the years, some of them, if we've been away, he hasn't been able to. But last year, because I was pregnant, I had an appointment I couldn't miss. So I was thinking of like, should I try to get there the second day? Like, should I try to fly there myself? Anyway, I wasn't able to get there, but Mike was. And he had texted me that first night when Taylor showed up. He texted me. He's like, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. She's here. And he was able to talk with them. And he is a huge Taylor Swift fan. I mean, he like loves her music. He's been to concerts. Awesome. Yeah, he's a huge fan. So he was definitely fangirling. They took a selfie and sent it to me, and I was dying. I was like, I cannot believe that I am not there. So we will be going this year. So I'm excited about that. But it's a great event what they put together, and it gets bigger and bigger.
I'll be
year.
So fascinated to see if she goes with the wedding. Yeah, you know, the rumored wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a bummer for you.
I know. But like I was excited list. For him. But when he sent me the photo, I was like, are you kidding me?
He probably thought I think he knew when there's like a pack of reporters that just came over. We weren't like, hey, what was tight end? You like, we're like, did you get to meet Taylor Swift? Yeah. What was the concert like?
it was crazy. And then the second night she had performed. Right. And I was like, I cannot believe that I missed this.
Yeah.
So
it just looked like, it looked like really organic too.
Yeah.
Like she just grabbed a guitar and asked the band, like, you guys know this chord.
I don't think it was like planned that she was going to go
there.
It
didn't look like it, but I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
So awesome. Now it's going to be a thing of like, is she going to go every year for the tight end you? So we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing if you do, like if you guys take a picture.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Love that for you.
I know. We'll have to have someone watch Cooper, and I'm not missing it this year. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to meet you. I wanted to end it with, because of your unique story, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to a young woman who was like you, where really wants to do something with her career? Like you got on the bus and then you walked. Like, what advice would you give to a young woman who wants to live out their dream and carve out a position for themselves similar to you? Because I think your story is really inspirational.
Thank you. That's a really good question. I would say just like trust yourself and don't put so much pressure in the now. Like, if you're happy with what it is that you're doing, or you're in a role that may be able to get you to somewhere that you think could help you later on, just enjoy the now and work really hard for that, because you never know where it will take you. The relationships that you build, it's crazy where they bring you and how they can help you get your next job, or where they might end up bringing you later on. So I would say just trust yourself. Don't put so much pressure on it, and it will work out how it's supposed to.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Beyond Sunday.
Thank you.